The Second Judicial District Organized Criminal Activity Task Force is now on the streets. Prosecuting Attorney Scott Ellington formed the task force, which is made up of local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies. The task force is the first of its kind in Arkansas. Jonesboro Police Chief Rick Elliott says a collaboration and partners can help in faster prosecution of repeat offenders.
So by bringing in multiple agencies and everybody sharing the same information, everybody identifying people involved in criminal activities and putting it into a central database that we can all access and deposit information into, we can utilize that information to help clear cases in not only our city but other cities around us. And no sooner than we have been planning on this and starting to work together with some other agencies, we have already cleared some cases here in Jonesboro from officers from the Memphis Gang Unit.
Elliott says he has several officers who've been deputized to work as federal officers, which has helped in fighting the crime.
What we are looking at right now, this past year with my ATF officer on board, any convicted felons that gets caught with a firearm here in Jonesboro, we have been running them on federal charges. So we have handed down over 20 indictments just on those kind of cases this year. So this is the kind of results. Instead of these people getting a few months in, you know, state prison, they'll go down, and depending on their criminal record, you know, they get a couple years up to 15-plus years for the same crime.
United States Attorney Cody Hyland says the main advantage of the task force is to bring much larger sentences against criminals.
The repeat offenders, which is what we're going after, repeat offenders, they're educated. They know the system. They know the system better than some of us. And they know what their exposure is. And they're not afraid right now of a state felon in possession charge. However, at the federal level, as the chief said, we can get anywhere from, depending on their criminal history, 5, 10, 15 years.
And Hyland believes the word is spreading about the much stiffer penalties for violent crime.
When I talk to Little Rock PD, and they tell me that they're coming across people that they know are carrying weapons typically, and they say, look, we're not riding hot, we don't want any fed time, that to me says we're getting through to them, and the message is getting to them that if you do commit a gun crime, you're very likely going to do federal time. And nobody wants a piece of federal time right now. And so that's our goal. That's our intention.
And that's Cody Hyland. The task force is going after drug and gang activity, as well as violent crime, money laundering, and human trafficking. In Jonesboro, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.